Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome back to Idulting. We have done a few episodes on a few places we've traveled to, which led us down the road to maybe giving you guys some travel tips that'll help you with your travel needs.
We're not travel experts yet, but we're working on it. And what we figured out is navigating the complexities of travel requires some savvy skills, from packing effectively, to playing Tetris in the back of the car, to managing your mental state on the road. Here's how to become a more confident and effective traveler.
Now, when planning a trip, you have to think about a few core things, things that can help you choose the right destination, regardless of the trip's length or its purpose.
So first up on our agenda is the purpose of the trip. Our trips have become trips so we can make podcast episodes.
No, they've become trips because we have the time and the availability to travel some, and we want to create some memories for our kids before they're adults making their own memories without us.
That's true. And we'd like to be part of their memories when they start making them. Hint. So the purpose of the trip, first you want to think about your primary goal of the trip. Are you just looking to relax and unwind? Or are you seeking adventure and excitement? The purpose will guide almost every other decision. It's kind of like thinking of starting with the end in mind.
So if your plan is to take a trip for relaxation purposes, you can go to places like a beach resort, a quiet cabin in the woods, or even a spa.
Adventure, you might think hiking in the mountains, exploring a new city, or trying a new sport like surfing or rock climbing.
You could also travel because you want to expand your culture. You can visit historical sites, museums, art galleries, or you can explore a whole new city.
Suddenly, I'm feeling very distinguished here.
Why?
We've done all those.
Just means you're becoming more well-traveled.
I've been ridden hard and put away wet.
It's getting cut out.
So what's your budget for your trip? This is something I'm learning about as we go, because we never had a budget for vacations or anything. We just kind of did whatever came up and floated along.
No. We took the best trip we could on the most economical package we could get.
And it all comes out of your food budget anyway.
So your budget is a major factor that will determine where you go, what you can do. It's not just about flights and hotels, but also about your daily expenses, things like food, transportation, and the activities you want to do.
Right. Is it a trip of a lifetime? An example of that would be a family trip to Disney or something like that. That'll require long-term savings and more expensive destinations or experiences, such as maybe an African safari, a cruise, like I mentioned, a Disney trip. We actually saved loose change for how many years for our Disney trip?
Years. We just kept saving our loose change until we had enough to take our family to Disney.
It was a lot of loose change, just saying.
You could also plan a weekend getaway. It'll require a much smaller budget and a likely destination that's closer to home, so you can save on travel costs as well.
Could just be your mid-range normal yearly vacation, where the balance is kind of between how much it costs and what kind of experiences you're going to have on it. This trip could be one to a national park or maybe even to a different country.
And the time of year when you travel can affect the weather. So the cost of your trip and the crowds at your destination all come into play when it's talking about budgeting and planning your trip.
What season are you traveling in? As we record this, we're entering into what they call leaf peeping season for you more astute travelers. Places like Vermont, New Hampshire are starting to be very busy right now because they are already at or past peak leaf season, So traveling during the off season can save you some money and help you avoid large crowds. However, it might mean some attractions are closed or the weather is not ideal.
Right. And traveling during the holidays always, well, I can't say always, but almost always costs you more money.
What are your preferences and interests? You need to think about this when you're doing it. What interest does everyone involved have?
Right. You don't want to go on a ski vacation if half of your party hates skiing and cold weather.
You don't want to go on a ghost hunt if somebody has a ghost phobia.
Right. So when you're planning your trip, remember to try to get everyone's interests covered during your trip. Do they want to try new foods? Visit historical sites? Do they want to go shopping? Make sure that your destination can accommodate all of your interests.
New foods. One of the tips I want to give you, it's something we found several trips ago. Try to find local restaurants for a more local flavor and a better experience. Going to all the chains, we could go to an Applebee's in South Carolina is easy. I could go to an Applebee's in Rockaway. Pace. How fast paced do you want the trip? This is where some friction comes along with some people. Do you want a fast-paced trip with lots of activity or a slow-paced trip where you can relax and unwind a little bit?
And remember who you're traveling with. Are you going to travel alone, with a partner, with family, with friends? Make sure your destination is suitable for everyone in your group. You certainly don't want to climb Mount Everest with a toddler.
But you might want to climb Mount Washington with Boo.
You might. Thinking about these key things will help you narrow down your options and choose a destination that's perfect for your next trip.
Packing effectively. We definitely need to talk about this. It's the art of less, but done correctly with some forethought, it actually turns into plenty. I'm learning a lot about this as our travel increases. I used to be the guy, and it came out of necessity, that packed so much stuff and so much extra stuff because, frankly, somebody else in the party or in the scout troop or something else would need some of the extra stuff I packed. So I'm learning on old habits here where everybody kind of has to pack their own things. But what I'm finding is that I have plenty of stuff, even still, to make it work with less.
Packing efficiently includes things like the capsule wardrobe. It means choose a limited color palette, neutrals like blacks, grays, and whites, beiges, and pack only a few interchangeable pieces. This allows you to create multiple outfits with fewer items.
Another tip is roll, don't fold, for in your suitcase. Rolling your clothes saves space and prevents wrinkles way better than folding. Use packing cubes to compress items and keep them organized. I don't have any of those yet, but I have been researching them.
The rule of threes. Pack three tops for every one bottom. Bottoms can be worn multiple times, so you don't need as many. If you have a black pair of slacks, you can wear that more than one day with multiple different tops so that it looks like a new outfit each day, but you don't have to bring your entire wardrobe with you.
Wear your bulkiest items. This is particularly useful if you're flying. Saves you a lot of space in your luggage. You wear your bulkiest items, and then they've made it there without having to be checked luggage.
Don't overpack toiletries. Use solid toiletries like shampoo and conditioner bars and travel size containers to avoid spills and save space.
I have to ask, what is a shampoo or conditioner bar?
So they make shampoo and conditioner that's like a bar soap, and it's easier to travel. You can just throw it in a baggie. And it doesn't spill because it's not liquid. And when you get it wet, you rub it on your head just like shampoo.
And most of the time, if you're going to a mid-range or higher resort or hotel, you'll have some of those things in your hotel. I was just reading on a travel blog yesterday about actually how high quality some of these places, those products are.
And remember, if you're not going to the middle of nowhere in the rainforest, you most likely have a convenience store within a few minutes of your hotel that if you forgot something or didn't want to pack it, you can go and buy it.
Right. Traveling is family. Earlier in our travel history, we basically could find a Wally World anywhere we went and replace or get whatever we didn't have. So it was no big deal. Now, if you're flying, there's another key secret here, the personal item, and that's that bag that women are familiar with because they pretty much always have a purse. But I've noticed guys, some know, some don't know. You can pack a laptop bag or a backpack as long as it fits in the seat in front of you. If you put your essential things like a change of clothing, your essential electronics and travel documents in it, it helps you a lot in case any checked bags are delayed.
Now, finding cheap flights, the hunt for a deal. If you are trying to fly somewhere and you're trying to get the best rate, the best airline cost, it pays to be flexible. So if your trip isn't booked in stone, isn't set in stone, and you can be flexible on your dates, it's a great asset. You can use tools like Google Flights, explore features like Skyscanners Everywhere, search to find the cheapest destination for your from your home airport. Flying on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Saturday is often cheaper than flying on any other days.
And in some cases, even resort prices, if you go kind of off days, you'll find similar discounts. You want to book in advance, but not too far. The sweet spot, our research says, is about 1 to 3 months in advance. For international travel, you want to book 2 to 8 months out.
Use a VPN. In some cases, airline pricing can vary by country. Using a VPN to browse from a different location, especially a country with a lower cost of living, may reveal cheaper airfares.
That's a crazy tip. We're still trying that.
See, we weren't kidding when we say we learned something new. There are definitely some tips in here that I'm learning.
I've never done this one either. Set fare alerts. Use tools like Google Flights or Hopper to set an alert that notifies you when prices drop for your desired route.
That also works with Priceline. You can set your price that you want to pay, and if it comes up, it will let you know.
Another good tip for not just here, but clear your internet browser cache. Airlines can tell because of their tracking cookies how often you've been searching it. And oftentimes, your prices are going to go up based on them seeing you frequently search a place. So if you clear your browser's cache or use an incognito window, that can help you.
Now we're going to talk about finding your calm, how to manage travel anxiety.
I'm supposed to read Don't Overplan?
This was written for you, I think.
This was a mean trick. So make sure you have a solid itinerary for your first day. That can help reduce anxiety. But leave room for spontaneity. Having a loose plan reduces the fear of unknown.
Oh, see that?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I like that idea. I'm so glad this is one we're doing.
I just read a travel blog also that said, if you are looking to do a mix of adventure, activity, and relaxation, to front load your vacation so that you get the activity in the busier days, the first couple days, and then towards the end, it gives you more time to relax.
So you don't get home feeling like you need a vacation from your vacation.
That is so true.
Now, you can also pack an anxiety kit. This can include things like headphones, a good book, a journal, calming essential oils, or a favorite snack. These small comforts can make a big difference with travel anxiety.
Who knew? I pack my travel journal whenever we go anywhere now because I need notes for our travel correspondence career. Practice mindfulness. Use breathing exercises or a meditation app to stay grounded and in the moment. Particularly if you're hitting a turbulent flight or a crowded airport, this can help you check out of the chaos.
And arrive early. Rushing is a major source of stress. Arriving at the airport with plenty of time allows you to move at a slower, more deliberate pace.
Make sure you stay hydrated and rested. Dehydration or lack of sleep can make anxiety worse. Drink plenty of water and prioritize rest before and during your trip.
Now, on this vacation or trip that you're planning, go beyond the tourist trail, meaning learn a few key phrases, even simple phrases like hello, thank you, and I'm sorry in a local language if you happen to be traveling out of the U.S. that shows respect and it can lead to a more authentic interaction with locals.
Depending on safety, use public transportation if available. The best way to understand a city's rhythm is to use its public transportation system. It's also a great way to save money and see different neighborhoods while avoiding Uber murder cabs.
Right. And when we went to Washington, D.C., we took, what's it called? The
big bus tour.
No, not that. The subway.
Oh, the metro.
The metro for a ton of our trips. It was really inexpensive and it was kind of fun.
Eat where locals eat. We've been trying to do this for the last 8-10 trips now. And I'm not going to lie, it's really paid off. We've met a lot of cool people. We've had some interesting food and had basically a more relaxing, setback, laid back time than we would have going to any of the chain restaurants.
Now, if you're really truly on a budget, you can seek out activities that are free. You can walk through local parks. You can browse public markets. You can visit free museums or simply sit on a bench and people watch. That's one of my favorite things to do.
We actually do that quite a bit now as we've become more accustomed to travel. Turns out lobbies and hotels are communal areas designed for that. So we've been doing that.
And remember that doing this offers you a true glimpse into the daily life of the local people where you're visiting.
This one I hesitate to give you because I feel like it's our secret. Ask for recommendations. Engage with the staff that works at the hotel. Here's a secret, guys. They live local. They know where all the good restaurants are. And if you're nice to them and have a rapport, they'll send you to the places the locals go, not just the tourists.
Now, finding a hotel that's both nice and economical can be a challenge. But with the right strategies, you can find great deals. It's all about knowing where and how to look.
Right. You want to be flexible with your dates and locations. Traveling during the off-season, hotels, flights, activities are significantly lower. Research when a city's peak tourist season is and plan your trip just before and after that period.
Look at alternative neighborhoods. Staying in the city center is almost always the most expensive. Look for hotels in a safe, well-connected neighborhood just outside of the main tourist hub. You'll save money and get more authentic local experiences.
Check in on a weekday. I already mentioned it, but hotel rates are often higher on the weekends. If you can book your stay to start on a Sunday or a Monday, it is definitely cheaper than the weekend nightly rate.
Use the right tools and websites. Hotel aggregators, websites like Google Hotels, Kayak, and Skyscanner allow you to compare prices across many different booking sites all at once. Use their filter options to sort by price, user rating, and amenities.
Book directly with the hotel's website. Sometimes there's special deals or loyalty programs going on. For example, we're members of Hilton Honors now and Choice Premier or something like that. You do get lesser rates going through that just from comparison of open website browsing versus using the app.
Right. And sometimes you can call the hotel directly. You feel more comfortable knowing you've booked with the hotel instead of a third party site, and you can mention the rate and a lot of times they'll match it.
Don't be afraid to ask for discounts, guys. Many times you'll end up with a discount, even if you didn't think you'd get one.
And remember, if you just on a whim want to travel, there are a ton of last minute deals that give deep discounts on unsold hotel rooms for the same day or close to when you want to go.
You can also consider alternative accommodations, places like VRBO, Airbnb. They can offer you more space, a kitchen, a more local feel, oftentimes at a lower price than a hotel, particularly if it's going to be a longer stay.
Be a savvy booker. Look for packages. Sometimes booking your flight and hotel together as a package can be cheaper than booking them separately. Websites like Expedia and Kayak offer these bundles all the time.
Negotiate a better rate. If you have a specific place in mind, hotel, call them. Ask for a better rate. All they can do is say no. Don't be afraid to do that. And also, use the concierge service no matter where you go. If you're staying in a hotel and they have one, they're pretty much experts at what's going on locally and have access to things the general population doesn't.
If you have a credit card that offers you travel rewards, use them. And also, check for hidden fees. Sometimes it looks like a great deal until you get the final total and it has twice as much money that you expected to pay in hidden fees. Taxes, resort fees, any of these things can be added on after you see the price that you're looking for.
So now you've got your perfect vacation, your trips planned. You've got your travel booked down. You're at the hotel where you're going to stay. Let's just quickly touch on a couple etiquette tips for everybody. First would be to plan ahead for any special requests. If you, for example, need a crib, a fan, anything special that might not be regularly in the room, call in advance and ask. It gives the hotel staff time to react and be able to fulfill your need. Early check-in is not guaranteed, so have a backup plan. Call the hotel if you're going to get there early, see if you can check in. If you can't or they're charging, see if they have a service where you can park and they'll hold your luggage for you. Always be polite and friendly. Use please and thank you. The staff is there to help you have a better time. They're not there to get beat up by you. Have a good attitude with them, and they will definitely, we've done it tons of times, gotten extra service from them. And have your ID and reservation ready for a quicker check-in when you get there. Sometimes when we're arriving at places, there's a line, and it can move quicker if everybody's ready when they get to the counter.
Also, be mindful of shared spaces. Take only what you will eat at a buffet. Avoid reserving lounge chairs or gym equipment for extended periods of time. Return borrowed items, robes, towels.
Life jackets.
Life jackets. Take only what you need of complimentary amenities. Keep conversations, TV volumes, phone calls at a reasonable volume level, especially late at night and in hallways. And clean up after yourself. You're adults, people. Keep it clean.
You want to keep your room tidy. I'm not saying it has to be as clean as when you got there, but keep it tidy. Store personal items off the bed and bathroom counter to make housekeeping's jobs easier. Hang towels up if you plan to reuse them. Place used towels in a designated spot for fresh ones. Let the front desk know or use the Do Not Disturb sign if you want them to skip daily service. Some hotels offer incentives for skipping service, and I know housekeeping service has changed a lot since COVID. Some places they don't come during your stay unless you request. So go on a case-by-case basis.
Follow proper hotel tipping etiquette. Check local customs, as tipping is customary in the U.S., but may differ or be included in room charge in other countries. Typical tipping guidelines, housekeeping, $5 to $10 per day. Bellhops, valets, $1 to $5 per bag. Concierge, $10 to $20 for securing reservations or tickets, depending on complexity. And room service, 15 to 20% if gratuity is not already included.
I feel like we need to use room service.
Okay. Just because you want to tip another person, or because we just don't do that?
Well, we've used all of them, except I can't remember last time we used room service.
Okay.
So we should do that. Be mindful of checkout policies. Request a late checkout ahead of time if you're going to need one. Some places charge for this. Leave your room in a reasonable state. Dispose of trash. Gather used towels. Notify the front desk if anything was damaged during your stay. I'll also say if you get in your room and find out a light's out or something, let them know when you get there or if something's damaged so that they're not saying you did it. Always, always, always thank your staff and consider recognizing exceptional service in a review or to management. For us, we've actually gone to social media to compliment some of these people. And believe it or not, we know from personal experience, the corporate parent is looking and watching and they see it. Thank you for listening. Hopefully this helps a little bit with your travel. The best tip I can give you though, get out there and live, people. Go do it. By getting out there, experiencing travel, you're going to have a broader view of things. You're going to be able to relax more, and hopefully you're going to enjoy it. We'll see you out there and on the next episode of Idulting.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to idulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.